Welcome into a special live opening week episode of Stone Cold Stros. I'm Brandon Strange with Charlie Polillo and Sports Talk 790's Josh Jordan. You can follow them on X at Polillo and at Josh Jordan SCS. You guys know why we're here. It's the Houston Open. No? How about opening day baseball? It's the other Open. It was a pitching duel at Daikin, but ironically, it was the hunter who ran out of bullets. The roof on the ballpark at Union Station puts the D in Daikin. Charlie, Josh, welcome in. Hey, Charlie, I've been thinking about that offer that you gave me of a 4-3 start. On second thought, I'll take it. look, one thing we know, Jeremy Pena will not play 162 games this season. The good news is he's not on the 10-day IL. You have to think this offense will look different with him. His absence opened the door for Paredes to play, which bumped Correa to short. But let's start with Houston's ace on his first ever opening day start. High on Ks, low on E. Efficiency. He goes 4 2/3, 9 strikeouts, 0 earned runs, but 4 hits, 4 walks. Not a lot of hard contact, but the Angels made him work. What did you guys see from the Diesel, Charlie? You lead off.
It was an effective Lance McCullers. 102 pitches to get to through 4 2/3 innings. Espada was trying to get him through 5 to give the Astros a chance to score and make him eligible to win the game. But Brown could not get there. His fastball command was just off. It's going to happen. It didn't happen to Tarek Skubal opening day. Hunter Brown's not quite Tarek Skubal. He was flying open typically is why you're wild high to the arm side as a right-handed pitcher. I don't know how they'll microanalyze the film, but the bottom line is each of the first 9 Angels batters in the game saw at least 4 pitches. It was a 21-pitch first inning for Hunter Brown, a 22-pitch second inning. I think I flip-flopped those. But 43 pitches the first 2 innings before a 15-pitch economical third, and then over 20 in the fourth, 25, and then 19 more in the fifth when finally the hook had to come. That said, he gave up no runs, so he pretty much did his job. It's about the comatose offense, and let me get this out of the way early. I'm okay mid-afternoon with the sun and 84 degrees with the roof being closed. Complete travesty if it's closed both Friday and Saturday. But Yordan Alvarez has a home run and the Astros are on the board by the mid-innings. If the roof was open, instead, it didn't quite cave in on the Astros bullpen. But when you're struggling to do anything offensively, when that turned from a 1-0 game to 2 and then 3-0 in the late innings, it may as well have been 40-0.
Yeah, I thought Hunter looked good. He was just a little wild, and those walks, they'll get you out of the game quick. But, I mean, it was his first pass through the rotation. I said in our last video, I wasn't expecting 7 or 8 innings out of Hunter Brown in 1-run ball, and we didn't get there. But he was smart enough to pitch around Mike Trout. AJ Blueball might take a lesson from that. That's why you do that. You don't throw him 95-mile-an-hour fastballs right down the middle. But yeah, overall, I thought Hunter and you know, Blue Ball too, in general, I thought they looked good. But Charlie's right. The story is they couldn't score any runs today.
Soriano goes 6 shutty, 7 Ks. The offense was non-competitive against him outside of a loud foul ball from Yordan and a 2-out bases loaded threat in the third. Was this a case of Soriano dealing, or as our commenters have saying, is this just deja vu all over again for an Astros offense that at times just seems impatient?
Short answer, yes. Soriano is plus stuff. He would not be an opening day starter for any but bad teams in Major League Baseball, but hey, the Angels qualify. But he can bring it. I mean, he peaked at 101, was routinely in the high 90s. The Astros don't have a good lineup. They didn't have a good lineup last year. The caveat to that, Yordan Alvarez missing nearly 3/4 of the season, but minus Jeremy Pena. Look, Jose Altuve was horrible the last quarter of last season. He was horrible in spring training. It's just spring training. And Bart Simpson at the chalkboard. It's only one game. It's only one game. It's only one game. But Altuve with 3 weak grounders pulled in his 3 at-bats. Carlos Correa is not a cleanup hitter in a good lineup. So they're going to have issues. And yes, this evoked the awful memories of 2025. They were zip for 7 with runners in scoring position. And it took them one game to get off to a start if they intend to make a run at scoring 3 or fewer runs in more than half their games, as they wound up doing last year. 82 of 162 games, they failed to muster four runs. Just the first game, but when you're trying to get off on the right foot, brutal. First time in 34 years, the Astros get shut out on opening day. In 1992, Tom Glavine threw a complete game two-hitter for the Braves against the Astros. At least they mustered three hits against the Angels on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, you had a chance. Christian Walker hits that double. You pinch run for him, and then Yiner gives you nothing. Jake Myers gives you nothing. Altuve actually manages to walk there and get Yordan to the plate. But Yordan hits a ground ball, and you're out of the inning there. And I'm surprised Altuve just didn't hit a weak ground ball in the first pitch. But he did manage to walk, so I'll give him credit for that. So you had your guy up. You had Yordan there. He just didn't come through, and that was basically the ball game.
Yeah, a four-pitch walk to Altuve, nothing close. Kind of like Yiner's at bat in the ninth. Four pitches, not close. And again, when you're talking about one game, you can analyze the nitty-gritty. But you're down 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Two out, nobody on. It's hard to walk Yiner Diaz. But Jordan Romano does it on four pitches. So you have a man on first. You're one more base runner away from getting the tying run to the plate. I repeat, he just walked Yiner Diaz on four pitches. You're Jake Myers. You can't tie the game down 3-0 with a two-run homer. So what does he do? He swings at the first pitch, inside corner of the plate. Not much he could do with it other than pop to the second baseman in shallow center field. Why not give the pitcher a chance to fall behind you, maybe walk you, and get the tying run to the plate? Instead, Jake Myers capped the unmagnificent seven Astros at-bats with runners in scoring position.
Angels score three, Astros get three hits. And so how's that for symmetry? Joey Loperfido, though, gets two of those three hits. So that's really encouraging. The other hit was, as you said, Christian Walker, who then immediately got pinch run for. Then we saw Paredes move to first. So that's one of those things that we were looking for, to see how would Joe get creative with keeping Paredes in the lineup. Would they use him at first? We got our answer on opening day. So is this a kind of a sign of things to come with how they maneuver Paredes while they figure out what they're going to do with this infield surplus, even though they don't really have one with Peña out of the lineup, but we assume any day he'll be back now? And then thoughts on Loperfido.
Well, when Peña is in there, Joe Espada has made the point, Dana Brown as well. They're using the word runway. There's a runway to steady at bats for Paredes, a different glove every day with ample DH time mixed in there. But if Yordan is to not play more than 40, 50 games tops in the outfield, Paredes is going to sit more days than the quality of his offense would otherwise warrant. Loperfido, in no good lineup, bats fifth. If he blossoms this season, wonderful. I don't know if the Astros are selling it as a demotion, as a challenge to Christian Walker, who, since he became a legitimate major leaguer, I'm sure never batted as low as seventh opening day, right? He dropped some in the lineup last year. Yiner Diaz all the way down in the eighth spot. So both of those guys behind Loperfido, fifth, and Cam Smith, who was disastrously bad the last third of last season, both of those guys ahead of Walker and Diaz. And then when they have a bench of only four guys, everyone carries 13 pitchers, and Jeremy Peña is not available. Tactically, in the moment, it made sense to run for Walker, who's a slowpoke, the leadoff runner at second. It would have been nice if Yiner could have hit a weak grounder to first to move him to third to give you a chance to bring the infield in and ground a ball through that, or a sac fly could tie the game. Instead, Yiner strikes out swinging on an 0-2 pitch. But by pulling Walker, Peña not available, Nick Allen is batting in the ninth inning. Nick Allen's major league offensive profile is that of weaker than a 98-pound weakling. He tried a challenge on a two-strike pitch. He was wrong. You were out on strikes. And credit to home plate umpire Chris Conroy, only three challenges in the game, and two of them were upheld. Strong day for the home plate umpire.
Yeah, Loperfido looked good. A couple good at-bats there, so you want to see that continue. And they just didn't have it today. It was a nasty pitching performance, but it was just a reminder of this kind of looked like their offense all spring. Hopefully they'll wake up soon, but good to see Loperfido. And Christian Walker, you're right. I talked about this on the show the other day. In the exhibition game, they batted him seventh. So they're clearly trying something else. I did notice that Paredes had a nice pick over at first base when they moved him there. Nick Allen had a terrible throw in the dirt. So for a guy that's playing because of his defense, needs to make a better throw there.
And they're going to be facing four left-handed starters, games 2 through 7 of the homestand, a couple against the Angels, and then two more slated to go for the Red Sox when they're here for 3 starting the week. Lo Profito's not going to start any of those games. So that is where they need to figure out one day here in left field for Yordan Alvarez. And where are you going to spot Paredes? The problem is they just have one more infield bat than there's room for to logically make out a lineup that gets in all of their best hitters every day.
Speaking of that, Shamrock comments that half the lineup needs to hit 9th. That's funny. Going back to the Nick Allen at bat in the 9th, were you surprised to see Allen get that AB considering you got Bryce Matthews, who's an infielder on the bench?
Well, they're down 3. So even if Cam Smith hadn't tapped out on a fine play by the pitcher, you know, to snuff the chance to maybe get a little something going in the 9th inning, it would have been tying run at the plate. I think if so, then you just hope for Bryce Matthews to walk into a mistake since he has power. Nick Allen has none. I still would have hit Matthews in that spot, and he's going to get the outfield starts, probably at least the majority of them that Lo Profito will not against the left-handed pitching. So why not give him a bat in the 9th inning when the very next day he's probably in your starting lineup?
Yeah, I was surprised. And he's fast, too. He's not just a power guy. So he also gives you that speed element. So I was surprised they didn't go with him there.
All right. We want to shift over to some of the reactions because we haven't had a chance to react to the final roster spots. Before we do that, let's squeeze in 60 seconds for StoneColdCruise.com. You see it in the graphics where you can get in touch with Nat Latman with Cruise Planners. He's your personal vacation concierge. Are you thinking about booking your next vacation? Well, cruises are an easy all-in-one solution, and Nat can save you hundreds of dollars versus booking it yourself. Look, it's not just cruises, but if you're looking for something outside of that, Nat can do that too. Not only is his service free, but his software finds all of the best deals even after you book. So if you book something and then the price goes down, your price automatically adjusts. There's no promo code required. Just need to go to StoneColdCruise.com or you can call him direct, Nat or Jenny, at 281-892-1150. Please support the businesses that support our show. And Nat Latman's probably somewhere feeling down after this opening day shutout. You can make him and yourself feel better by booking a vacation. Just make sure you tell them you heard about it on Stone Cold Strohs. So let's get reactions to the final roster here. Position players, we mentioned it, Lo Profito, Matthews, Smith grab spots in the outfield over guys like Cole and Trammell. For pitchers, Arrigetti was the odd starter out. He sent down Roderick Munoz and Christian Roa make the bullpen over Pete Lambert. General thoughts on the roster construction in the final spots?
Well, in terms of the position players, the non-pitchers, I just wish that they had a substantial real prospect or two that there'd be debate over whether do you carry him? Is there enough playing time for him? Do you give him a shot as a regular, as was the case with Cam Smith last year? At this point in the outfield, because they just have nothing at this point that you can say he should be a good offensive big league outfielder. Jake Myers was for 2/3 of the season. Then when he came back from the injury, he was terrible, and more of his career body of work is poor than good. Cam Smith, you hope, blossoms, but he's not a made man yet. Lo Profito's 26. He's not some young rising prospect, but at least he puts the bat on the ball more than Zach Cole, which is why Zach Cole is in the minor leagues. And then Bryce Matthews, recently turned 24 years of age. You hope that he can put the bat on the ball enough to at least be part of a platoon in left field. And on the pitching staff, back end of the bullpen roles, you know, they're going to carry some guys who have options that they can send up and down after they're used a couple days in a row. Roderick Munoz made the team because they could not send him to the minors unless they were going to offer him back to the Reds for $50,000. It's not as if he had a lights out spring. I mean, the story of the pitching staff is Josh Hader's not going to be a part of it until it sounds like near May 1st, if he's not going to face batters until mid-April and then build up a little bit, 2-3 outings. So maybe shortly before May 1st, and then they'll have the full complement of key guys for the back end of the bullpen.
Yeah, when I saw Bryce Matthews, what, he hit, get four hits in that last exhibition game, I was like, he's going to make the team. And sure enough, he did. He earned it. He knew it mattered for him to show up and play well, and he did. He also made a nice play on defense where he almost threw a guy out. So hopefully Bryce Matthews can give you something this year. I think the pitching was where I was more curious, and they had decided to go with McCullers. And once again, he showed up. He looked really good in that exhibition game. I liked watching him throw to Christian Vasquez. They seemed to have some good chemistry. He was striking out the side. I know it's against the Sugar Land guys, but just to see McCullers attacking the strike zone like that and getting some results, I was happy to see that. And with Eric Geddy, I'm starting to – he did not look good in that game, and they didn't really start him in the spring, so hopefully they can stretch him out and get him going. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it's Ryan Weiss that ends up eventually being your sixth starter, mm-hmm. just because, I don't know, Eric Geddy, I'm just starting to get a bad feeling. He's so volatile from start to start with his mechanics and his release point, and his stuff moves so much naturally that it's hard for him to dial it in, and he just walks a lot of guys, and that's kind of been McCullers' problem, too. So we'll see how it progresses, but I like the way the rotation sets up. I think the pitching is going to be good. It's just, will they get enough offense? And hey, we had all these new hitting coaches. How did that go today? Same results as last season.
3 for 30. Bad round number as opposed to nice round number. Team batting average 100. Runners in scoring position, team batting average 0. But it's just one game. No one should overjudge one game or one series or even one week. McCullers clearly is the number five guy among the five, though there are major questions about Christian Javier, and both Burrows and Imai need to prove it as Houston Astros. But my McCullers being the fifth starter, the first turn through the rotation, it means he faces the Red Sox on Monday, who certainly have a way better lineup than what the Angels have put up against you.
You would have really liked to have seen Brian King also have a clean inning on his debut in the setup, right? He's Josh. That came to mind when you talked about volatility. That's Brian King too. The guy's either lights out or he's getting deked and dunked. And he got bit by a 0-2 hit by pitch that ends up coming around to score after two back-to-back hits. So again, we don't want to overreact here. Keeping that same energy. I know Jake Meyers had his best season with the bat last year. But you are carrying Matthews now. This team has moved him into the outfield because they are trying to find him a spot. How short is the rope on Meyers and his production?
Well, it's coupled with what Matthews does in his opportunities. But Bryce Matthews' shot is in left field. Altuve is going to play little left field because I don't think you want Paredes playing much second base. So if Altuve is at second and Daisy's not there, he's DHing. If Yordan is in left field, well, then Matthews, Loperfido both sit unless you slide Matthews to center field for a day. But Loperfido and Matthews are a job share in left. Not that Cam Smith is ironclad to be the everyday right fielder, but I think he's going to get opportunity to lock that down, whereas Loperfido, no way he's going to be in there against a left-handed starter. So if Matthews produces a little bit and they're saying we need to feed him more, then you can give him that spot start in center. And you know what? He should be getting at least one start over Altuve per week at second base as long as he's on the roster.
Yeah, with Jake Meyers, I know the defense is good. And last year he had that bounce back hitting .292, but that came with the price. It zapped most of his power away. He only had 3 home runs last year in Daikin Park, and he's a right-handed hitter with the Crawford boxes. So you're getting no thump there. That's something that Bryce Matthews can do, and he can steal you some bags. So, yeah, look, if they can find a better option, they'll do it. And let's be real. If they're winning games and Jake Meyers is the regular center fielder, we're not talking about this. If the offense is good with Jake Meyers, they love his defense. But if the rest of the offense continues to struggle and you need something out of his spot in the lineup, then yeah, his days could be numbered as a starter.
We had a commenter say, sorry, Charlie, I am going to overreact. Hey, that's everyone's right to do. I know it's a bummer coming out of the gate, getting shut out by the Angels. That's not the best look in the world, but it is what it is. And it's a long season. Final thoughts before we're out the door, guys.
It is a long season. We just hope that we're not looking back 6 months from now saying, boy, that was a really long season. You know, if they have a winning homestand, that's an all right start, especially after having dropped the first game. There's going to be some team that comes out of the gate 5-2 that after 162 games stunk. And there'll likely be another team that begins 2-5 that, hey, they're in the playoffs. It's 1 week worth of games. I'm pretty sure Paul Skeens isn't going to be a relentless disaster for the Pittsburgh Pirates this season. He didn't get out of the first inning of his opening day start. Some dubious defense factored into that, but a game here, a series there, stuff happens. But the Astros are just another team hoping to be in the playoff race. The days of, well, of course they are there, or of course they should be there, are over.
And let's hope Jeremy Pena is healthy and gets back soon, because clearly this offense needs Jeremy Pena. And I think it's smart to not rush him back. In theory, you want him to be ready to go and fully healthy later in the year when you're trying to make a playoff push. Hopefully this team is in position to do that. That's when you want Pena. You don't want it like last year where you're about to be around playoff time and Yordan goes down and Pena goes down, and you want your guys to be available at the end of the season. My big takeaway is I'm just hoping that what we saw today isn't a continuation that how they've hit this spring. I hope this isn't who they are as an offense. And Altuve, I want to see him bounce back this year. And I'm just a little concerned with his style. Is he going to at least get close to the Altuve we've come to know over his whole career?
Maybe re-x-ray Pena's finger one last time and then do it one time after that.
Yeah.
Before giving him the green light to start his season. But that should be in the next day or two.
I don't want to undervalue Jeremy Pena's value to this team. He's obviously a very, very, very good player, if not a great player. But if the difference between winning and losing is Jeremy Pena on this team, then that doesn't bode well for the roster construction. Like I said, that's not a shot at Pena. It just more speaks to the lack of depth on the offensive side of the ball that we feared coming into this may be an issue. At least on opening day, that played out. One last reminder, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to click like on the video. And if you listen to podcast apps like Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating while you're there. I want to say thanks again to Nat Latman at Cruise Planners. Make sure you book your cruise at stonecoldcruise.com. Reminder for Texans fans, be sure to subscribe to our other podcast, Texans on Tap. For Charlie and Josh, I'm Brandon. And so long. Thanks to everyone who joined us. And as always, Ghost Rose.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.